Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin. Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%. I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. The first one of the day, 1,424 new COVID confirmations yesterday. 1,424 COVID confirmations yesterday. Lagos had 796. And Omar, keep limiting your movement because Dirty December have started. Oh, December, no the way go. Everywhere you look, you're seeing some concert or the other. I beg. Wear a mask whenever you are out and about. Get vaccinated. Give gap when you're with people. Keep your distance. Wash your hands. Sanitize your hands. Protect yourself. Protect the people you care about. Everyone you know has a cold or a cough right now. It may be COVID, it may not be COVID. Why not just be safe? Which brings me to the second hard fact of the day. COVID vaccines are still available. You can get your first dose or your second dose or your booster shot at a primary healthcare center or a private facility. Now, if you witness a story or a news event that you want Lagos to know about, please reach out to us on 01465-7175. Wherever you are in the city and something is happening there and you need to call Nigeria Info very quickly and tell them what's going on, 01465-7175. I have a great show for you today, starting with the big three. Let's talk about Lagos agents renting 11 apartments to over 50 people. 11 apartments to more than 50 people. We'll talk about that. Then let's talk about the North is bleeding protests. And then we'll talk about police officers getting a 20% pay rise. After that, we're bringing you the award-winning League of Extraordinary Nigerians, and then we'll bring you Eyewitness. On today's big hard fact, I want us to have a conversation about jungle justice. It's a widespread problem in our society. All the time we see people take the law into their own hands, beat, torture, kill crime suspects. We'll talk about why it happens. We'll talk about what needs to be done to get people to respect life, respect the law, take these cases to the police. Because we're always, asking, what is the value of a Nigerian life? Oh, the Nigerian state doesn't value Nigerian life. As a Nigerian, do you value Nigerian life? As a people, let's forget the leadership now. As me and you, do you value life? Do you value Nigerian life? I know that you're not taking part in jungle justice because 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. But I know that you're going to have some insights into this phenomenon. So call me at 5 p.m. Let's have that conversation. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour, every hour. But let's get started with today's big three. Like I said, when we started, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
On the hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
How can we stop fraudulent agents from overbooking apartments? How can we stop fraudulent agents from overbooking apartments? It's a big concern. I'm sure you'll agree with me that it's a big, big concern. Will protests in the north push the federal government to improve security? Do you think so? Do you think that protests in the north will will push the government to pay attention to that? And do you think that increasing police salaries will improve their performance? Those are your big three. Lagos, let's talk. Our first story is a real estate scandal in Akoka. This week, over 50 Lagosians found out that they had each been duped into paying rent of 400,000 naira for the same 11 apartments. If you're watching our live stream, I'm about to play you footage of the tenants who were duped. You're seeing video of the fraud victims protesting in front of the apartments. But for those of you who are not watching, who are listening by radio, let me play the sound for you.
Yeah, I paid for this apartment right here. So I paid for year October 2021. How can I make payment of 400,000 for a mini flat in a sense? Total payment of 550. So I told them when, so they told me by November I'll move in. I told them that by November the place will be ready for entrance. So I told them by that time I'm going to balance off. So getting to November, I called them and they told me it's going to be in December. I said, no problem, let me balance off. I balanced 100K in many 50K. And they told me by the second week of December, that I'll be moving into this apartment. So today, they being the 9th day of December, I was just at the bank, at this bank, at Chemist Philip Station, here, Chemist Bunko. Then I overheard a woman, she was complaining about being at 53 Obanyo Street. I was like, it came to my memory that this is an apartment which I'm paid for. Then I took my cam. I asked her some few questions. She was able to give me those answers. Then after she left, I took a bike. I left what I was meant to do at Access Bank. I took a bike directly down here. And when I got here, lo and behold, I saw a lot of people here having that thing. A lot, as in about 120 people.
No, as of yesterday, we were at 83 in number.
Okay.
Yes, today, this morning, we have recorded so far like 14 people.
What's it? I just came up.
Yes, day before yesterday, we recorded like 40 people. Are you counting now? So we don't know.
Me, I came here this morning.
We'll be looking at.
I come here every day. Me, today I'm
Monday. It was my last day here.
Only the colleague here. That's what really bothered me. It's just like I misled it. So we collected 380. On Monday we came to collect the receipt. And the issue happened, I think, in the morning or so. The agent who collected money has said it's poor by name.
There are people living already.
There are people who have. Whose flag has been allocated? Somebody gave them the key.
This one is occupied already.
Everything here is occupied.
All the houses here, all the apartments are occupied.
Yes, all the apartments are occupied. People have the key.
They have
somebody
to,
is in charge of this. What is it going on? Somebody is communicating with this worker.
Amazing. Notice they said that the flats are all occupied already. What's even more stunning is that this is not an isolated incident. This happens quite a bit. So here's what I want to ask you. How come agents and even landlords are able to get away with this? Do you know anyone that this has happened to? When it happens, what options do they have? I think we're going to have to talk about this on Madam Landlord in the new year. But let's start the conversation today. This story, do you know someone it's happened to? How can we stop fraudulent agents from overbooking apartments? The victims seem to think that it happened to over 120 people. Some of them said over 50 people. For 11 apartments, you're charging 400,000 naira each to each person. How are they able to get away with it? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. We're still showing you that video on our live stream. Our live stream on Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. We're streaming on YouTube as well, Nigeria Info FM. So that you can watch for yourself, see the victims there talking about wanting their money back. 400,000 naira in this economy, Chineke, God of Africa. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Komoko. Community Kechukwu.
Welcome.
I was
in 2003 June.
Okay.
Almost 70,000 naira. When we are five people with the order to our room, how did I succeed? I bring my load in the night, 12 a.m.
Hmm.
That was how I collected it that day.
Hmm.
Concerning police salary, may God bless things. When they pay the police well, police will do well. You know, that is not arresting anyhow. They are not doing anyhow before answers. They are trying for Yao. That process in the north. Are you there?
Mm-hmm, I'm here.
Concerning that process in the north, only thing that our government understands in this life is protest. I don't even know whether we start my own in Otahia. Let them continue that protest because killing is too much. But let me say, I don't see Karl Arupijo. Let me say, I don't see Karl AK-49. But the killing is too much. Let them continue that protest. Let this thing stop. Let Nigeria become great again.
Thank you very much. Please don't carry RPG and AK-49, eh? Let's try to not carry arms. Sam is in Lagos. Hi, Sam.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
You're doing a good job. Yeah, you're talking about people renting about 11 rooms, right?
Yes.
Or how many people?
More than 50 people paid for the same 11 rooms.
I remember, it's like a deja vu. It's still on your show that you said about... a caretaker collected, I think it's this year, early this year or late last year, on your show, about, he collected about 16 million from, I think, from 13 people. You understand? From 13 people. This thing is that, is as if a lot of people are involved in this. And people who are building homes, like, not really the expensive one, the one in the rural area, are really victim of this thing. And they really know themselves. What people need to do is, they need to let the government get involved in this thing. And when you want to give your money to anybody, you make sure that person is really the one in charge of the building. Because these things are happening. They're happening in Lagos Island, where I live. You understand? Before you know,
what I want to know is how they get away with it. That's the most important question of my mind.
It will keep happening. Why? Because there's no enforcement. You understand?
Who should be enforcing here? The police? The government? Who?
The government. The African government. You understand? You have local government. Okay. You have state government.
Okay,
look at the building that collapsed in 2007. Till now, since 2017 till now, nobody has been prosecuted. Are you not telling me another building will not be destroyed? Maybe another building will not collapse. It's logic. Another building will not collapse in the next 2 years. It's going to happen. These things are going to happen because why? People are not being prosecuted for the things they do.
Sam, thanks for calling us. If you just tuned in, hello to you. Our first story is a real estate scandal in Akoka. Over 50 Lagosians found out this week that they had each been duped into paying rent of 400,000 naira for the same 11 apartments. If you're watching our live stream, you're seeing the victims talk about their story. They said that the flats are all occupied already. And what's stunning for me is that this is not an isolated incident. It happens quite a bit. So how come agents and even landlords are able to get away with this? You heard Koboko Master when he called in. He said, yes, it's happened to me. Do you know anyone that this has happened to? When it happens, what options do they have? Unfortunately, Koboko Master had to, like, you know, talk about the other stories. And of course, he moved into his own apartment, so he wasn't scammed. But my next question, you know, for him would have been, well, what happened to the other people who paid 70,000 naira as well for that one room back in 2003? What happened to them? What did they do? Does that money just go? Is that money just gone? 99.3, hello. Thanks for calling us. Hello. Thank you for
Hello,
calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Kate from Moway.
Hi, Kate.
Yes, this thing is not just happening. It has been happening for long. And the government agencies are they're not doing anything about it. It happened to my friend, I think 3 years ago.
Okay.
He moved to Lagos. He was looking for an apartment and he got one. I think for 300,000 plus. I think it was two bedroom flats or there. But then.
Okay.
So he paid 250,000, wanted to balance the landlord.
OK. Okay.
The friend now called, so the friend that introduced the landlord to him, now called him. I think the friend saw other people that were just like what happened in your video.
Mm-hmm.
They were at their house, they were shouting and all that. So it was even about going to pay the balance in the bank when the friend called him and he stopped to pay the balance. He took the matter to the court. There's their own court in Yaba. They said they are the ones that take, I think they do such things. So he went there. The matter is still there to date.
Wow.
Yes. He said at a point, somebody in the court called him outside and told him that, see, you have to settle also so that you can imagine. So there's nothing being done to these people. It's like they even know about it. I still called my friend this year. He said they are still on the matter. So I don't know. The government agencies are just doing nothing about it. It's so pathetic.
It is quite pathetic. Thank you so much, Kate, for calling. Let me take you to the north, where protests have been held in Abuja and in Kano. And these protests are tagged, "The North is Bleeding." The demonstrators are criticizing President Buhari for what they perceive as inaction regarding insecurity. In Abuja, Omoyele Sore joined the protesters. Police dispatched the protesters and arrested half a dozen people. Police later claimed that this was because Sore and his supporters got into a clash with hoodlums after carrying placards and placards that had inciting messages. But the protesters said this is not true, that they were moving about peacefully when police attacked them. In Kano, the protesters marched to the NUJ headquarters, but they didn't go into the headquarters. They had an agreement with the police and SSS that they would just stop at the front of the building. Meanwhile, an online petition asking for a state of emergency in Sokoto, Zamfara and Katsina has gotten 28,000 signatures in less than 3 days. And speaking of state of emergency, Sokoto Governor Aminu Tambuwal agrees that it would help the security agencies wipe out groups causing the violence. Meanwhile, in Niger State, armed forces are writing letters to villages that if their farmers want to harvest their crops, they must first pay tribute to the groups. It's looking like a big problem because if this month's harvests fail, next year's supply of grains like maize will be badly affected, which means your chickens will probably get more expensive. But the Niger State government has told farmers not to pay any tribute because the government will make sure that the groups cannot harm them. So that's a quick go-round of what's happening in northern Nigeria concerning security. Tell me what you think. 0700-993-993-993 for our male callers. Our female callers, 01465-7190. You can still talk about the real estate scandal that happened in Akoka, where more than 50 Lagosians found out that they had been duped into paying rent of 400,000 naira for the same 11 apartments. 01465-7190. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And we're on Facebook, so you can share your thoughts via Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info FM 99.3. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Happy Wednesday.
Turn your radio off, Ajay.
Can you just... Hello? I'm okay now.
Just turn it off, please.
Okay. I think I've done that.
No, you haven't. 99.3, hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Balanle.
Welcome, Balanle.
I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Good to have you on the show.
Concerning this landlord something, it has been going for long. Something happened in my area also.
Okay.
A man duped so many people in the name of loan. He said he wanted to give them loan.
Okay.
He collected $2,000 from almost 6,000 people. And this man said he cannot do anything, that he cannot arrest him, he cannot do anything.
Okay.
So this thing has been going on. I even sent the message to your WhatsApp this message.
Now, so it's been going on. How come it's been allowed to go on? Like, how are they able to get away with it?
It seems that these people have connection with police. Yes, this man that I'm talking about said nobody can arrest him. You can imagine. Two people, more than 6,000 people.
Okay.
Yes, 2,000 naira. He even collected money from children that he's going to give them stipend for children. On the form that they collected is more than 3,000 forms, 2,000 per each form. You can imagine what is happening in this Lagos.
I can imagine, really. Bolanle, thank you very much for calling. Bukola Fash on Facebook says, this is a complete madness. How on earth will an agent collect this much from these number of persons? Jimmy Lomax says, it's not just about increasing police salaries. So he's talking about our final story. I'll bring you that final story when we come back from a break. Emeka Ohambele says, how did you pay for an apartment that has occupants already? That's a good question. How exactly does it even happen? You know, how does it happen? I mean, okay, so we heard from one of them who says that he paid in October and then he was supposed to move in December, only to find out, okay, someone else has paid and moved in. And when, what happens to my money? Give me my money now. Give me my money, you know? Joshua Musa from Ojo Alaba is talking about the police salary. We'll talk about that when we come back from a break. We've got someone who's asking me, what's the significance of online petitions on change.org? Will it have any effect? Who will enforce it? Prince there. Prince, thanks very much. Sandra, fake agents and fake landlord issue is becoming a menace in Nigeria, most especially Lagos. He tells us a story of his friend who was scammed of 1.2 million. Let me read that comment on WhatsApp when we come back from this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. This is The Big Three on Hard Facts. Don't go away.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 5:32 right now, and you're listening to The Big Three on Hard Facts. Yesterday, the Federal Executive Council approved a 20% increase in police salaries starting in January. That's our third story. But the FEC approval isn't the last step. Remember, the president has already sent the 2022 appropriations bill to the National Assembly, and this increase is not reflected in the appropriations bill. So now the president will have to send a supplementary budget to NASS, which NASS could either pass or reject. But let's talk about the motive for this pay hike. Let's talk about that. Mohammed Dingiyadi, the police affairs minister, says that this is a response to the NSAR's protests. Remember that one of the protesters' demands was improved police welfare. The idea is that if the police have better conditions, they will have less incentive to extort and oppress citizens. So you know that the big question I have for you is, do you think it will work? Do you agree that a better paid Nigeria police force will be a kinder, gentler, more law-abiding Nigeria police force? Do you believe that the current set of officers will interact better with citizens if they're paid better? If you're a police officer, I want to hear your thoughts on this as well. Also, what do you think about this decision in terms of spending priorities? We already know that next year's federal budget is earmarked to have a massive deficit. Over 6 trillion naira will be borrowed to fund that budget if it passes as is. If the president is adding more expenditure, that automatically means that we're going to borrow more money. In the case of higher police salaries, do you agree or disagree that this is worth the debt? Is it worth the borrowing, the extra borrowing? Lagos, talk to me. 01465-7190 for women. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. And yes, you can talk to me about our first two stories. I told you that protests happened in Abuja and Kano yesterday, tagged "The North is Bleeding." And then we also talked about over 50 Lagosians who were duped of 400,000 naira each for 11 apartments in Akoka. How can we stop fraudulent agents from overbooking apartments. Do you think the North, the protests in the North, will push the federal government to improve security? And will increasing police salaries improve their performance? WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. A 20% increase. I would love to hear from police officers. If you're listening to the show, give us a call. Send us a WhatsApp message. What do you think? 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling us. What's your name?
Sandra, hi. This is Alex.
Hi, Alex. Welcome.
Yeah, so I don't really support borrowing to pay any form of, you know, wages, salaries and stuff.
Okay.
But now that we have chosen to go this way, 20% increase may be as a stopgap solution. But what we call policing here, I don't want to be too harsh this afternoon. What we call policing here is an ongoing crime scene.
Okay.
We have, it's like hiring a group of kindergarten kids to do the job of some nuclear physicist.
Okay.
You see, I don't know who told Nigeria that policing, that is police job, is a menial job. That's exactly what we're saying. Police job is not a menial job. It's a full-fledged professional job. Hire, get people who are educated up to the standard to deliver that service. If you go through our police today, it's only just a few, a handful. All the Frank Mba and all those, you'll be surprised that they only attain some level of, you know, enlightenment. I don't want to use the word enlightenment. Some level of education way, way, way into their career. What stops us from right now? Let's use their 20% as a stopgap measure. But we can decide that by next year, this time next year, the minimum qualified Nigerian police officer will be so, so that he will be able to do the job of policing according to global standards. Let me leave it at that.
All right. Now, Alex.
The call of yesterday, he tripped again. I didn't really
Are you sure? Because I think we got your number.
Yes, but I didn't finish giving the person the details.
Oh, no. We just want your phone number. That's it.
All right, then. All right. That's all right.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Alpha.
I'm fine. What's your name?
Hi, it's Nonye,
my namesake.
Oh, baby.
Which story do you want to talk about?
As you call my name like this, in short, my take now. Don't forget my take.
What story do you want to talk about?
I paid off for math. This time, while I need to go flash your brain now. Just a little quantity of alien the way you hear me like this.
Which story you want to talk about now, eh?
Man, now they talk, but I want to help the feeling now. Christmas is they collect some people money, they collect some people. Now, December we did. So, all those agencies, they try very well. Now, they never catch them. You see why jungle justice now, they happen now. Go for me, but now one person go catch one of the agents, they beat and faint. You go say, why did jungle justice day? You can say, now, those lady they know, now say, you can say, first thing, money we ain't saved. For look, only God know how many months don't save that money. First thing, I go cash and for road now. Blood for eye. Or keep can something now, you die. They say, jungle justice. You see, that's what they talk now. And for the police now. If we like, give police 1 million. You hear me?
Okay.
If we like, give them 1 million. Now that's 200 naira way there on top, they prefer. You feel me? And that's the question. I want to ask you one question, and that question, I won't make you answer me with all your church mind.
Okay.
They hear me?
I will do my best.
Yesterday, they tell people, say, please stay on the line. I want to collect your number. Somebody has a question. No vessel. Let me make you collect their number.
It don't be your business.
Wait. You know why?
Why? Why?
Because I don't want you to say you go give them small little quantity of gifts.
I know
they for the gist because the contribution all of us they make. I not say yes, my own are broken. You know, they own are English. Because all the way they collect their number, they speak English. They can better English. Yeah, I know they speak English. You know. But now what make I speak English next year? I think you give me my own little quantity of food.
Lawyer, bye. Bye bye, lawyer, bye. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How you doing, sir? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's your name?
They call you Madam Sandra, they call me Steve. Hi. I call you from Kano.
Steve
first
from
Kano. I shouldn't have to tell you.
Okay, welcome. Welcome from Kano, Steve.
There's a little story about me and you that I'll tell you, but not today.
Oh, God. I hope it's a good story.
It started out good, and it's continued that way.
Okay, we thank God. Talk to me, Steve. What story do you want to talk about?
Yeah, concerning this police matter, 20% increase. Something tells me, even if it is 100% increase or whatever kind of review, it won't change that Nigerian police. It's not about money. I believe better conditions of service should be what the authorities would look into if they want anything about the Nigerian police to become better than it is between the police and the citizens. 20% increase, would we see them stop asking people for or forcing bribes from people that are unsuspecting citizens and all that? No, trust me, it will change nothing about the Nigerian police. Better conditions of service, improved welfare packages, and things like that. The Nigerian police is not doing what it's doing because of money, simply money in his pocket. No, that egunja they collect, it's because they want to. They have lives to take care of. Have you seen their living quarters lately? I think pictures circulated on social media sometime about a particular barrack in Lagos or something like that.
Right.
Look at it now. You look at it and you want to throw up. Give them better living conditions. Give them better. Look at the cars they use, the vans or whatever they use in there. You know, everything about them is just a mess. Improve that one. And trust me, you don't have to make salary the priority all the time for them. And better training, like I think your first or second caller said, something like employ individual, make the Nigerian police a unit where only qualified people with certain kinds of requirements can be put into work. Otherwise, there is no difference. So there is no end to how much you would give them that will make them become better humans. Let me put it that way.
Okay. All right,
so,
Steve.
I beg Nigerian police. Let me wrap up with that. You know that video that somebody lied down? I don't know if it's real or fake. Oh, that they say, I'm a Nigerian police. He was lying on the ground and he was drunk or something. I am a Nigerian police. That is the picture. How much would you give that one to become a better human being? Make them, give them better conditions of service. Make them humans. Make them feel like they are really worth it. And then we'll see a better distinction between us and them. Okay. Otherwise, bye-bye.
All right, Stephen, thank you very much for calling. Victor Ifechukwude says, the North is boiling because they ignored warnings Buhari had nothing to offer. The fact is now staring us in the face. Oscar Okem on Facebook says, I have a case that has been going on since 2014 involving the federal government sale of property. Ames Steve Ilada says, the only thing that can stop agents from doing this is that government should sell that property and pay the people who have been duped. Joseph Jesus says that the blame should be on landlords who give out their houses to fake and dubious agents. But how do the landlords know that the, you know, agents are fake and dubious, you know? I mean, do the landlords receive the money? Do you think that 400,000 goes to the landlords? In the case of our first story now, the 400,000 from over 50 people, you think the landlord has a share in it? Is that how it works? But anyways, back to this story from Edu in Ajah. Edu says that his friend was scammed of 1.2 million naira at Charlie Boy Bagada. A fake agent and landlord took them to a two-bedroom apartment, and after they transferred the rentage fee of 1.2 million to their bank account, they disappeared. We checked the bank account they paid into and discovered that the money had been withdrawn. My friends actually went to report to the police at Pedro Bagada, but police requested for about 300,000 naira to start up the case. My friends gave up. Sandra, police is not your friend in Nigeria. I really felt for them that day. What a sad story. Edu in Ajah with that story on WhatsApp. Sandra, even if you like, give Nigeria police 200% increase, all will be the same. President Sandra, on the issue of 20% increase, I don't think he can stop them from dubious acts. Remember the saying, he who is faithful in little will be faithful in much. Likewise, the opposite. Ayo with that message there. Samuel says that someone duped him in 2016. Over 300 of them were duped in Ikpori area of Lagos. The developer put up a story building, collected their money with his wife involved. The case was in Alambong till when police told them that the man had passed on. When they went for coroner inquest, nothing was done by Lagos State government till date. We took the matter to them. They sealed the building. People still live in that building till date. And the entire case closed when we exhausted all means to get our money back. Over 200 million collected by this man. Goodness. Goodness. Now, Lagos is a jungle. How the hell are you people saying that this is a city of excellence? Which excellence? Where is the excellence? Excellence in thievery? How is this allowed to happen? How is this allowed to happen? My goodness. My goodness. We've got more messages here. Sandra, I do not believe in that increasing the police salaries will solve the problem of extortion and harassment of the citizens by the police. Money has an increasing marginal utility, which means that no amount of money can ever satisfy anyone. If government lies, they should pay the police 1 million naira each. The extortion won't stop until they subject all the police personnel to brain tests, because there are many of them whose brains need to be checked. Matthew from Ota with that message. All right, let's talk to some of our listeners who are abroad. Anthony is on the line. Hi, Anthony. Good to hear from you. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from New York.
Welcome, Anthony.
Yes, I want to speak on the police issue. It's really very funny. Like the first caller said, police is a professional job. It's people who are custodial of the Constitution.
Right.
They are supposed to be able to know the Constitution, apply the law to the citizens. I grew up in Kano State.
Okay.
90% of the police in Kano can't even speak English. And I've never seen any Nigerian constitution written in Hausa.
90%? So that's a large number.
I guarantee you that. So how can you, who can speak English? The Constitution is written in English mostly.
But
I know.
But what's the major language in Kano? So Kano may be a peculiar. So it may be a peculiar situation where it's necessary for them to all be able to speak Hausa, because that's what the majority of people there speak. So that in of itself is not really a problem, is it?
No, it's not a problem in itself if you isolate it.
Yeah.
But why it becomes a problem is when they can't even translate the Constitution.
Okay.
A policeman will stop you today in Nigeria and ask you for your papers, your car papers. And you give him your paper. He doesn't even know where the VIN number is. He's just flipping, and he look at your countenance. If he sees like you're confident and you're not shaking, then he say, guy, find us something, your paper are complete, but bless us. But if he sees like you're shivering, and then he begins to attack you, they don't even know the Constitution. They don't know nothing about it. In New York here, for you to become a police officer, you have to have at least 60 credits, university credits. you have to have 60 university credits. So at least you have to have been to a university for 2 years. We have thousands of youths, graduates in Nigeria. So why can't they employ those graduates to become police officers?
How many graduates want to become police officers?
If the pay is good and the welfare is good, why not?
Anthony, thanks for calling us. Let's talk to people in Lagos now. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hello, thanks for calling.
Thank you. It's Lekki from Sagam.
Lekki from Sagam. Thanks for calling us.
Yes. So I don't want to talk about the sad story about the Ferdinand, about the agent.
Has it happened to you?
Yes, it happened to me. But to me, it's not in bad love. I was saying, you know, this issue is everywhere. In every aspect of the year. I don't know what comment happened about it. This year, and I want to release my second track. The agent that I paid to help me to drop it to all the websites, you know, I drop it to him. I just do like, you know, in an under-present job, not in a 5%, and he let the remaining as he then and then to reach him for you know, for the end of my work, but you know, those topics and that, you know, this issue is heavy out there. No, so Nigeria, I don't know what is happening. I don't know what is happening. So that is my story about it.
Lekki, thank you very much for calling to share your story with us. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Etim.
Etim, welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, Northern Coalition youth protesting the rate of insecurity in the north. I will advise them to translate their protest and their numerical strength of population, which they always use during the election against the South, to wage war against their common enemies and their sponsors, because they know them and they know their sponsors, whether they are from Nigeria or they are foreigners. Because across River State, like my community in particular, when we hear invasion from our neighboring community, you see people running from Port Harcourt, Lagos, and every part of the country coming down to the village to protest and safeguard our community against our enemy. So they should not depend. If you are depending on government, you will all die, you will all dead. Because there's a little government can do, all the security. Because the government or the security agency, they don't know the terrain of their place. So they should wage war against them. They should not always use their population during the election. They should go now. It is their youth. Their youth, their type of youth, their age grade. They are fighting war in cross-country. Would they go, would the Murakeke and Ife go to protect the police to come and protect them? They should translate their population and their number of Christians, which they always use the election to protest and wage war against their enemies. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. I will say, though, that protests are a viable part of democracy. They are a valid part of the democratic process. You know, protests are how you say to the leaders that you've elected, we don't like how you're behaving after we've elected you. So you can protest and still vote. You know, you can't. I hate it when Nigerians, citizens and politicians alike say to people, hey, wait until election time, use your vote. That's the highest form of protest. Fair. That may be the highest form of protest. But protests themselves, civil disobedience itself, is also a way of civic engagement. It's a way to hold government accountable, you know. So let's not help the politicians make their job easy. Let's not make it easy for them, for their messages to sink in with the populace when we repeat the things that they say to you, or wait until election day. Nah, come on. Nah. Don't. Nah. Huh? Okay. We've got police extortion and harassment cannot stop by increasing their salary. Most of them don't even care about salary because they benefit more from extortion. Mike sent that message. Adeshino from Matogun says, Sandra, I so much love that woman, Alex. She's so brilliant. She made my point again. Adeshino, thank you very much for your message. Sandra, how it happens is that the land developer is currently on renovating a building. He'll be collecting money from prospective tenants, as many as he can, for a few of the rooms that can never accommodate all that has paid him. They have connections with all government law enforcement agencies. My friend and so many others were duped up to 15 million naira 2 years ago. Osidor in Pensima with that message. Osidor, thank you very much for sending your report in. That's all the time we have. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Up next is League of Extraordinary Nigeria.